Chapter 37, Rhubarb Pie. The next Sunday, Buck skipped church. Luther and the others went on without him. He needed a little time to himself, having grown tired of retelling the story of the other night's event. Everyone in town knew it by heart now, yet each wanted the first-hand version. These two deaths was the most excitement the folks of Wilsonville had seen for years. He was sitting on his front porch, peacefully whittling to pass the time, when Eve pulled up in her father's wagon. The bounce of the wagon caused her supple breast to move most provocatively under her tight blouse. The bright sunlight made her eyes look even bluer. When she stopped the wagon, a slight breeze carried the scent of her mild perfume in Buck's direction. This perfume was not the overpowering type used to dampen the stench of an unwashed body, as with the tavern whores. Her aroma may have been simply the consequence of a recent bath. Damn, she smelled good.
"Good day, Miss Anderson,"
Buck said as he walked to her wagon.
"What brings you out this way?"
"Father told me what actually happened that night in the stable. I just wanted to come by and thank you."
"I hope he hasn't told anyone else."
He felt no need of complicating things by bringing the law into this matter.
"No, and I told him never to tell anyone else, even Mother. He had to tell someone, though, to get it off his chest. Unlike you, my father has never been in a fight before. His greater strength has always saved him from having to become violent."
"Those two meant to do you serious harm as soon as they got out of jail. Your father was not going to let that happen. He loves you. Any man worth his salt would have done the same thing in his place."
"I know he loves me, and I'm thankful he did what he did. What you both did. Those men needed killing. I hate to think what would have become of me if you hadn't come by when you did."
Buck could tell by the sound of her voice that she had not yet gotten over the experience. She also told him that her father had not been able to go back into his stable since that night. She further stated that her parents had gone to visit a relative and would not be back for 2 weeks. The purpose of her visit today was also to invite Buck to supper. This would be her way of rewarding him for coming to her aid. Buck accepted and asked what time. She told him 6 o'clock, then left. Buck was as happy as a coon in a corn crib. He bathed and then had Iris iron his best shirt when she returned from church. Luther and Richie ribbed him about being in love with the new school teacher. Richie even called him the teacher's pet. Richie had no way of knowing how near he was to the truth on the love part, at least on Buck's side of this relationship. He had not felt as strongly about any other woman since Allison. He arrived at the Andersons' doorstep at 6 sharp. Buck had combed his hair and his boots shined. On the ride to town, he had stopped twice to pick wildflowers and had a nice big bunch of daisies. When Eve answered his knock, Buck awkwardly handed her the bouquet, then stated the obvious.
Flowers.
"Thank you. Won't you come in?"
As she led the way into the parlor, Buck could not help but notice a slight wiggle in her hips. Was she trying to be sexy? Or was this just wishful thinking on his part? He could smell the chicken cooking, along with some sort of pie. Buck was confident that he was going to have a real banquet. He could even smell biscuits. Burning. The kitchen quickly filled with thick black smoke. Eve rushed in to save what she could. Buck realized later that it would have been kinder to have let the whole kitchen go up in flames. After they fanned the smoke from the house, they sat down to eat, or rather try to eat. How someone so beautiful and intelligent could be such a terrible cook was beyond him. With a little mishap in the oven earlier, Buck had not expected the meal to be perfect, and perfect it wasn't. The biscuits were now little more than cinders. Nevertheless, Buck covered them with a generous amount of butter and ate them without making a face. It sounded as though he was chewing on a rock. The chicken in her chicken and dumplings was still alive, almost. She had managed to at least get the chicken hot, but Buck was certain that it did not qualify as being cooked. This was still not that big of a deal. He figured he could fill up on her dumplings and just pick around the raw chicken. He was wrong again. Expecting the dumplings to be big and fluffy, Buck was ill-prepared for these sad little lumps of hard dough that sank to the bottom of the thin, flavorless broth that covered them. Eve's mashed potatoes were barely that. Iris's potatoes were creamy smooth without a solitary lump. Eve's were not only lumpy, Buck also found small bits of grit in them as he chewed. She had apparently mashed them with the peeling still attached. She must have taken them straight from the potato bin to the pot. These potatoes had a reddish cast that resembled the clay in which they were grown. Unfortunately, the dirt had the most flavor of anything on the table. This meal was a complete and total disaster, yet Buck cleaned his plate. His last hope for any sort of nourishment was the fresh-baked rhubarb pie he saw cooling on the windowsill. When Eve brought the pie to the table, Buck asked for an extra-large piece. He was hoping to take the taste of this god-awful meal out of his mouth with pie. On the surface, things looked promising. The crust was golden brown, not burnt in the least. Baking was perhaps her redeeming quality. Some women cannot cook worth a damn, but are fantastic bakers. This, however, was not the case with Eve. Her pie might have been good, or at least edible, if she had added all the correct ingredients, mainly the sugar. Rhubarb is a tart vegetable that requires generous amounts of sugar in the cooking process. Buck still ate the whole piece and asked for seconds. When Eve went to the kitchen for more coffee, he tried to slip some of this bitter concoction to their family dog. After taking one small taste, the dog walked away from the table and spent 10 minutes licking its private parts to get rid of the taste. Buck envied him. Fortunately, the tavern was on his way home, and a few shots of straight whiskey should cleanse his palate, he hoped. Buck made up his mind that night that their relationship, should there ever be one, would certainly have to be based on something besides her cooking. Buck's and Eve's courtship was no overnight whirlwind affair. They took it slow, an occasional social gathering in town, her dinner at Luther's. The two of them sometimes ate at the restaurant by the train station, where Buck would have Iris pack a picnic lunch for a long buggy ride in the country. Buck used any excuse not to sample her cooking again. Being a professional, not cooking did not seem to bother Eve. Teaching occupied most of her time, and Buck's farm responsibilities took much of his. Before Buck knew it, a whole year had passed, and he was still receiving nothing more than a warm handshake or slight peck on the cheek goodnight. His body cried out for more, so he took what some might consider a drastic measure. Buck asked Eve to marry him. The whole town showed up for the ceremony and the big feast afterwards. Several large tables were set up in front of the church, piled high with food and drink. Free food brings folks out of the woodwork like ants. There were people eating and drinking that Buck had never seen before in his life. Yet he was much too happy to worry about a few freeloaders. This was his and Eve's day. The wedding day might have been perfect, but the wedding night turned out to be a complete failure. Not on Buck's part. He had the sex down pat, and by all accounts was rather good at it. Eve, on the other hand, was something Buck had not been for a long time. A virgin. She truly loved him. Of that fact he was certain. Yet her performance in bed that first night left much to be desired. All Buck's other sexual partners up until now had plenty of experience, especially his first. This was uncharted territory for Buck. You just assumed Eve had known other men sexually. It was unusual for a woman her age to be unaware of the basics of sexual intercourse. Buck had not demanded any of the more exotic pleasures he had received from the professional ladies in his past, although he had certainly not ruled any of them out as possibilities for later in their relationship. It took him half the night just to get her in bed. It then took another hour to get her out of her nightgown. He tried to be gentle at first, but there comes a point when a man's urges are stronger than his patience. Having been a good boy all year, he expected a reward for such outstanding control on his part. She was his wife now, and a peck on the cheek was not going to cut it. When she finally gave in to his will, she did not move at all while Buck did his thing. She kept her eyes shut tight the whole time. With his lust abated, the tears that streamed down Eve's cheeks made him feel more like a rapist than a husband. Buck doubted that he would ever understand the female mind. He left the house early the next morning and walked into the fields, not wanting to have to face Eve after his selfish behavior the previous night. He should have given Eve more time to adapt her new surroundings and position in life as his wife. Buck was about at his wit's end when Luther found him.
So how did it go last night?
Even though he already knew the answer from the expression on Buck's face.
Great,
Buck lied, trying to put up a fake front of happiness. He then looked back down at the stick he was absent-mindedly poking in the dirt.
If things were great, you would still be up there in bed instead of out here sitting on your ass. I have Iris cooked in your woman, knowing you that poor little thing will need some woman to